Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. And if you need a health guru, I'm not the one for that, but I certainly know someone who is the one, the only, the extraordinary Beverly Nadler joining us today on Here's to Your Health Thursday. The topic is something I specifically requested, the power of probiotics and digestive enzymes. Probiotics, a.k.a. friendly flora, and digestive enzymes are two different supplements that support proper digestion and elimination. Since these two are two of your body's most vital functions, these supplements also keep you physically and mentally healthy. If you are not enjoying optimal health, even though you take nutritional supplements, it may be that digestive enzymes or probiotics or both may be the missing links. So join us today with our health guru, Beverly Nadler, to learn of their amazing health benefits. But first, I want to be sure that you know of the amazing benefits of just listening to Beverly Nadler. She's a walking encyclopedia of information. She's an extraordinary and very special person. She genuinely cares about people. She puts her heart and soul into every show. And as a friend, she's extraordinary. My friend, your friend, Beverly Nadler.
Wow. That's like, wow, overwhelming. And Joyce, thank you so much. You know, the feeling between us is mutual. I love this show. I love you. And I love how you open the show with one of the nicest poems that you could have written about the show. It was absolutely beautiful. And, of course, what you had to say about me, well, what can I say? Thank you. Probably my face is blushing, but I do appreciate it. And, yeah, I am filled with information. I love information that will truly help people, not just facts for the sake of facts, but because it makes a difference in your life. What's more important than health? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And every single week, I have the pleasure and the joy of sharing one of those issues, or perhaps more than that, perhaps general health that covers everything. with your worldwide audience. So thank you so much for having me.
I just want to say, when you compliment me on one of my poems, that's like being complimented by Céline Dion that you're a good singer. So, I mean, that is a huge compliment, because you truly are my favorite poet. I like you better than all the others that have gone before you. Elizabeth Browning, their names are recognizable and well known, and my wish is that your name will someday be recognizable and well known for a lot more than a health guru, than an author, a writer, just for making the extraordinary difference you make in people's lives every day.
Wow, thank you. Let's make a difference today by explaining why people need probiotics and digestive enzymes, because, as you said in the opening, the two most important functions, or two of the most important functions, are digestion and elimination. If we're not properly digesting our food, we're not utilizing the nutrients, and we are basically, we're made up of energy, or we might say electricity, and we're made of vibrations, but we're made up also of nutrients, of chemicals, natural chemicals, I want to say. And our body is incapable of functioning without nutrients not only being taken into our mouth, but actually being assimilated and absorbed. And if you're not digesting your food, that's not happening. So it is extremely important that we look at why we need digestive enzymes. The fact is, and this was an amazing fact to me, 1 out of 5 Americans experience heartburn or acid reflux on a weekly basis. 40% have at least once a bout with this at least once or twice a month. And you say, oh, well, I'll just take, Zantac or Zagamet or Pepcid or Nexium or whatever the Alka-Seltzer, all of these various things that they sell. And there's a huge problem with this, because these drugs are actually quite dangerous. Some of them were prescription drugs, and for reasons that I don't know, they decided to make them non-prescription drugs, but they still have the same side effects. And the main side effect is the fact that they're actually destroying whatever acid you do have. In fact, many authorities say that the acid, what we call acid reflux, is not a lack of, is not too much acid, it's a lack of acid. We need to have that acid in our stomach, because they destroy the unfriendly flora. We're going to be talking about friendly flora as soon as I finish talking about digestive enzymes. And you need that friendly flora. So when they destroy that flora, your body becomes susceptible to disease. And I read a recent article, kind of scary, a huge study, 364,000 people, and they found that taking these over-the-counter acid blockers raised your risk of a pneumonia by 66%, and they leave you vulnerable to many other germs also. So this is a scary thing, that people are uncomfortable with their food, and you can't blame somebody who wants to eat and then have to feel sick, have to feel gas, feel nauseous, uncomfortable. Nobody wants that. And the simple solution is digestive enzymes, because an enzyme is a catalyst that makes things happen in your body. And we could say, well, why don't we have enough of them? Well, there are numerous reasons. One of the big reasons is the fact that enzymes come with your live food. They're in there. Nature provided enzymes in these live foods, your fruits, your vegetables. And very few people are eating enough fruits and vegetables. But there's even something that goes deeper than that. The enzymes are made out of minerals. They're manufactured, the plants manufacture them out of minerals. Our soil has become so deficient and so nutrient deficient. When I say deficient, I'm saying nutrient deficient because of the years and years of poor farming, the agricultural products that they use, all of the herbicides and the pesticides and whatever else is being used on our farm fresh, supposedly farm fresh foods, are deadly. They kill the soil. They kill the mineral content. So our food isn't even coming with enough of the enzymes. That's one problem. Another is, even if they have enzymes, when you're cooking food at a high temperature, and most people will do that, and they'll grill the food or they'll bake it instead of very low temperature, which preserves enzymes, you kill your enzymes. The other reason is processed food. All of the different processes that people use for the food that they're eating that's preserved and, you know, packaged, they don't have any enzymes, zero enzymes. So,
Beverly, let me interrupt you for a minute, because there are certain things I really like in meals that are already made, ready to go from the store. Are you saying that processed foods is never a good idea, or to watch how much you take of it? Is that a no-no, processed foods?
It depends on what the processed food is. I mean, is the processed, I don't mean cooked foods. Processed foods have preservatives, have additives, have flavorings, unnatural flavorings, colorings, excess sugar, which is total poison, absolute poison to our body, and more articles are coming out. But I'm not saying that you should never eat cooked foods. In fact, the macrobiotic
When I think of processed foods, I'm not thinking of cooked foods. I'm thinking of buying it, and it says processed. It tells you that it's processed.
Read the ingredients. That's the key. Read the ingredients, what they're processed with. If it's got preservatives, and it'll have a whole list of chemicals. If it's got sugar, all of these are the things that, yes, destroy enzymes, absolutely. They not only destroy enzymes, they also destroy the friendly flora, which we'll be talking about next.
Okay, got it. So the key is what it's processed. I certainly didn't mean cooked foods. We cook foods all the time.
Well,
okay,
I was thinking of, like, if you bought foods, you know, from some specialty shops that are already cooked and brought them home. That's not
the
issue.
Yeah, we do that too.
But the fact is, look, 90% of the food that most people are eating, and I say most, I leave myself out of that, of course, is processed food. That's what they're eating. And there's more and more of it being made all the time. So that's what people are eating. This is what is known as the standard American diet, also called SAD, our SAD diet. So if there's nutrition in the food in the first place, and some food does have good nutrition, but we don't have the enzymes to digest them, we've got a problem. And what happens with everything as we age, we just have to accept this is a fact of life, and it's one of the reasons that there are so many different companies coming out with things they call anti-aging, and some of these things are helpful. And we've talked about different things from time, you know, various times. But enzymes, your body has enzymes from many different processes. They are catalysts. They make things happen. Digestive enzymes make digestion happen. If you don't get it from the food and you don't have enough of your own, you know, that your body manufactured, your body literally will begin stealing enzymes from other functions, other cells that are very important, let's say, whether it's enzymes that have to do with your heart, or enzymes that have to do with your throat, or enzymes that have to do with your bones or your muscles. And that's not a good thing, obviously. So a very simple solution, and I've been taking digestive enzymes, well, I can't even tell you how long, because that would give you some idea of how old I am, which I don't talk about. But I've been taking them literally since not my teenage years, but very early 20s. When my mother was a nutritionist, she recognized this when people who were involved in nutrition were considered food fattest, and we got some enzymes. They weren't as good as the ones that are manufactured now, but we did start with those, and I've been taking really good enzymes for many, many years, and I have, and I'm going to say never in my adult life can I remember one bout of acid reflux or gas or any of these things, digestive problems, not once. It would be horrible to me to eat and enjoy food and then suffer. So, yeah, I've been taking enzymes for a very long time, and they are very, very important for the reasons I just gave you, that you're not getting enough of them from your food. The food is deficient, and if it's not deficient, which is some of it is not. You know, people are eating really good organic fruits and vegetables, and that's their entire diet, which is not likely, and it shouldn't be. We also have to have other things, other protein foods. But the fact is, it's a very simple solution to just take enzymes, and they're different. Enzymes that are necessary for protein foods, enzymes that are necessary for carbohydrates, enzymes that are different, that are necessary for fats. All of them are different, and a good company product will include enzymes for the various different food groups that we're eating.
Wow, I didn't know that there were all different kinds as well. I just purchased them, so I'm literally taking enzymes and probiotics for the first time ever, and I bought them from an extraordinary company. For those of you that want to check it out, the website is healthyandorganic.net, healthyandorganic.net. So for the first time ever, I'm taking probiotics, I'm taking digestive enzymes. That's why I requested this show today, so I understood why. It's just that I trust this company and their products so much. I use them all. I love them all. So these are their newest products, and I wanted to really understand it. So what is it that comes in different versions?
I don't know what that means, Joyce.
Now, you said there are different digestive enzymes or different probiotics. You just were sharing there are different kinds.
Well, right now I'm talking about enzymes. We'll get into probiotics next. No, I'm saying there are different enzymes, and a good company will have enzymes for the digestion of fat, digestion of carbohydrates, and the digestion of protein. And they have different names, and I don't have them in front of me. Amylase, I don't know. But all I know is that you need to take a product that digests all of these things,
My product says Daily Digest, 9 plant enzymes, supportive digestive enzymes for everyday digestion and assimilation. So that's what mine says.
I mean, if you want to read the, it'll probably tell you on the label some of the names. If you can find it on there, I don't know.
When I first started taking
enzymes, which was so very long ago, I knew the names. You know, catalase, amylase, and various other names.
Yes,
today,
and it's all there. I just don't want to share it because I can barely pronounce it. So, just go to the website healthyandorganic.net. Yeah, cellulose is an easy thing. Gelatin capsules, I would say just go and you can get all the information you want, and then actually you can even call me and I'm happy to talk to you about it because I love this product, I love the company. You can reach me, and I rarely give my number out, 561-471-0535. You can email me at coachjoyce@aol.com and just put in the subject line enzymes and probiotics, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it and talk to you about the company. Okay, back to you.
Sounds good. I just want to mention that when they go to the website, there's probably a list, you know, where it says products, so people know where to go. and that they're looking specifically for the information on digestive enzymes. And also, because this company has a wonderful new product on probiotics, that they'll be looking for that information also when they get to the website. Okay, so we can move on. I believe you, when I say you, your audience, understands that digestion is extremely important, because if you do not assimilate your food, it doesn't matter what you're eating. You're not getting the nutrients out of it, and your body cannot survive without vitamins and minerals and, you know, all of the things that we very often people are taking additional supplements. And this is why at the beginning you said, if you're taking these supplements but you're not in optimal health, it may be that you are simply lacking in the enzymes to assimilate and digest the food that you're taking in. And also,
and folks, one thing that you don't want to be lacking in every day is listening to this show, because with the information and the inspiration we give you, you put it all together like a great tapestry where all the pieces create this beautiful picture. And we offer you this picture of good health every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday. But here's why you should be listening to the other days as well, from my favorite poet in her own voice, Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do invite you to partner up with us in that endeavor. Simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and spelt out, of course, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, it says follow. And the simple act of clicking on follow, you will know about all our shows, all our guests, all our topics. You need not miss any of them. We have the renowned psychic Peter Marks once a month, so you don't want to miss Peter's shows. Here's to your health Thursday, every Thursday, Beverly with all her topics. If you go to the upper right in the search bar, type in Peter Marks, his shows will all come up. All you need to do is click on the link. Same with Beverly Nadler to hear about all her shows. So you do want to become one of our loyal listeners. Join the thousands who already are. We really love and appreciate our followers. And if you send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, let me know the topics you want to hear. Introduce me to people that you think will make extraordinary guests. It could be ordinary people doing extraordinary things. We'd love to hear about it, what you like, the guests you want to reach out to. They'll get your message always. So do send that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com and do become a loyal follower.
I want to comment on that, Joyce. Not only should you who are listening become a loyal follower, but you really need to tell other people about this show, because it's an uplifting so helpful, informative, motivational, inspirational. And some of her guests, by the way, are famous people. It's quite an amazing show, and it deserves to be number one. So in addition to you listening, let other people know about the show and let them know that they, too, can click on the menu and find out the shows and the topics that they're most interested in.
And the best thing is you can download them for your listening at your convenience anywhere, anytime. Okay, Beverly, back to you. Oh, I just want to share her website is Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, BeverlyNadler.com for more information about Beverly and all that she teaches. Okay, back to you.
Thank you for that. Yes, and you'll find out about my books, subjects, and a lot of other things because it's an informational, educational website. I want to go talk about probiotics, but I want to impress upon the audience, when I mentioned these various drugs that most people are taking, they are huge amount of population taking these, I want you to realize that this is not helping you digest your food. It's helping to relieve the symptoms of not digesting your food, but at the other end of that is the side effects, which I mentioned to you. There's also a possibility, more research has to be done, but certain forms of cancer could be more susceptible, aside from pneumonia, which is, you know, not very good, because of the destruction of things that the body actually needs. So please, if you are on these drugs, get digestive enzymes instead, and you will be amazed at how different you feel and how much more enjoyable eating actually is. Okay. We will now
talk
about...
Sounds like good advice to me.
About probiotics, friendly flora, that you live in your gut, in your stomach, in your intestines, in your colon, in your bowels. The fact is, and most people are not aware of this, but our bodies contain 10 to 20 times more microbial, that is bacterial cells, than human cells. And one scientist made a statement that if somebody was examining a human body from out of space, they would think it was just a large farm of microbes, because 10 to 20 times more microbial cells than human cells. The first time I heard that, I couldn't believe it. But it's the truth. I've read it over and over. There are over 100 trillion of these microbes in our body. And we talk about microbes. We talk about bacteria, virus, fungus, parasites. All of these things are different forms of these microbes. Now, they are both friendly and unfriendly. Unfriendly, of course, are the ones that cause disease. And if you consider how many people have various diseases, infectious and other types, you say, it might be there's something wrong here, some balance, because the friendly bacteria actually help to prevent this. There's supposed to be a balance in the body. Now, when I say a balance, I don't mean 50-50, not by a long shot. What we need in order to be healthy is 85% friendly bacteria, and there are over 700 different beneficial species in our bodies of friendly bacteria. We need 85% and only 15% of the disease-causing bacteria. Why we need any of them, I couldn't tell you. All I know is that this is a universe of positive and negative. The polarities exist in every single thing. So I'm going to say that may be the reason. But the fact is the balance should be 85% good and 15% not good. Even as little as a 20% of the unfriendly bacteria, we will get sick. 80%, we are literally at death's door. So, what is it that makes these friendly bacteria so important. They live in our gut, but they seem to affect every part of our body. There's more and more research done on this particular subject nutritionally than anything that I've seen lately, except maybe one or two, which we'll talk about in the future. But huge amounts of research and discoveries of how important they are. First of all, they are known as our secondary immune system. You may be familiar with the immune system, the thymus gland, which is just under your thyroid gland. That's the seat of your major or main immune system. But your secondary immune system is just as important, and they are these microbes. Now, what is it that these microbes do? The first thing, and their most important function, is to keep the proliferation of unfriendly microbes down. That's their most important function, that they're going to keep that balance, which I said is 85% and 15%. And they do many other things. I mean, that's pretty important if you think about it, if it did nothing else, but they do a lot more. First of all, they enhance your digestion along with your digestive enzymes. They will prevent diarrhea, prevent constipation, and they actually produce, these little bugs produce B vitamins. B vitamins are necessary, of course, for life, but needed specifically for the nervous system. And the more stress we have, wherever the stress comes from, including emotional stress, toxic emotional stress, we need more and more B vitamins for that. And they actually produce B vitamins, especially vitamin B12, which is something that is extremely difficult to get from our food. They do sell sublingual vitamin B12 supplements, but if you've got enough of these microbes, then you may not need that, and not everybody is able to utilize the B12 in the sublingual form. And if it's not sublingual, is under the tongue. If they're not utilizing it, it's probably not doing any benefit. So they help to actually produce vitamins that we need. Now, some research lately is really exciting. They actually improve mental health. These little bugs in your body are improving mental health. They have found that there is a relationship between gut bacteria and mental disorders. When you have enough of these little microbes, it helps to prevent or to heal anxiety, depression, and believe it or not, even schizophrenia.
Wow, that's quite a list of benefits. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm just getting started. The studies show that they improve heart health. One study showed that there's a certain strain that reduced cholesterol. Can you imagine having your cholesterol reduced because you have these bugs in your body that are actually helping that process, and you don't have to take statins, which have many, many side effects. We've talked about them, and this show is not about that. What it is about is what the wonders of probiotics, because people who are fatigued find that they're less fatigued. People who tend to get candida, it is a lack of these little bugs, so you don't have to get candida. People with skin problems will find that the skin becomes clearer. Acne clears up. They have more energy, and they also believe in recent research that they help to guard against colon cancer, which is causing over 50,000 deaths annually. And they believe that I'm not saying this is it, you know, it's the only thing you do is take friendly flora. What I am saying is that they assist in, we might say, preventing that or in the healing of this. So It seems, and more research is coming out, which will probably show that these bugs are active, not only in our gut, but that they actually benefit every part of our body, that they are extremely essential. In fact, they have been listed as essential, so you have to have them. But you want enough of the good microbes in your body taking care of the bad ones. So now you might wonder, well, why is there such a lack of friendly flora in our bodies? And I'm going to tell you. I don't know if up to this point, Joyce, do you have any questions?
No, I'm listening intently. I'm taking notes. It's quite an education, and I'm very grateful to have the education.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be able to give it. How's that? The number one reason that we have such a dearth, such a lack of friendly flora in our bodies is antibiotics. They are not only causing proliferation of what we call superbugs that even the antibiotics are not able to kill, and that's been in the news quite a bit about this problem, but most people are not paying attention to it, and people have a cold or they have some kind of disorder that they believe in the antibiotics are necessary for, doctors will continue to prescribe them for two reasons. One, the patient demands it, and two, our overworked medical professionals cannot keep up with every single new discovery that's out there. It's impossible. There's a limited amount of time for any human being. So there's some things they're simply not up on. But probably the number one product reason is that the patient demands them. So what antibiotics do is they kill all the microbes. They don't just kill the unfriendly. They kill the friendly flora at the same time. Now, years ago, there were medical books in which they actually recommended that a person should be eating a probiotic food. They didn't even talk about probiotics as a supplement, but that they should be eating probiotic foods, which are yogurt, not the yogurt with all the fruit in it. You really need to get organic yogurt and without the sugar and all that, because the sugar is going to kill the bacteria anyhow, or sauerkraut. These are two things that we know will produce probiotics in the body. But that seems to have disappeared.
Well, I have a question. There, I have a question. My favorite yogurt has the fruit. You're saying that's not the optimal thing to get, the yogurt with the fruit?
Absolutely not. You can take your own fruit, get some frozen berries. Blueberries are wonderful. Take some out of the freezer and mash them up a little bit and add them along with a sweetener if you want a sweet. I happen to like plain yogurt, so it's not a problem for me, but I know people like it with the fruit. You put a little stevia, which I know you use, and just add that to your yogurt.
I use it. I converted from the artificial sweetness to stevia because of your advice.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. So that's what you can do. The ones with the fruit in it also have sugar in it. So this is not recommended. Also, they're not likely, although I don't know if there's any organic brands, but the reason that we don't want to use non-organic yogurt is because a lot of our antibiotics, in fact, the biggest user of antibiotics is not humans, it's animals. They use it on a farm. Fish, farmed fish, not fresh fish, but not the wild, but farmed fish, except Whole Foods, who assures me every time I ask if they have a special pen and they never add antibiotics. If you're any of your other farmed foods, they're adding antibiotics. The cows are getting antibiotics. The chickens are getting antibiotics. So therefore, the eggs, the milk, the cheeses, all of these, if you're not using organic, you are getting these antibiotics in your food. Because some people have said to me, well, I never take antibiotics. And I said, you eat meat, you eat fish, you eat, yeah, okay. So unless it's organic, forget it. You are getting antibiotics, which are killing the good bacteria. Okay? At the same time that we are killing the good bacteria with our food, and also, I'm saying sugar destroys them, carbonation destroys them, stress destroys them, especially the toxic chemicals that we release under our stress. So they're destroyed. And that's why we have an overabundance of bad bacteria. They feed the unfriendly bacteria, these are the microbes, they have a feast on our nutrient-deficient, sugar-laden, GMO, devitalized, chemicalized, foodless foods and drinks. These are acid foods, and our disease-causing bacteria love acid food. So these disease-causing bacteria want acid. They want sugar. They want preservatives. They want chemicals. And they devour it, and they proliferate, and they grow at a startling, startling rate. Within hours, millions more will increase. So this is what
Beverly,
our diet is
doing.
When
we think of bacteria, we think of bacteria as something bad. Now you're making a distinction that there's good bacteria?
At the very beginning of this, I said 85% of the bacteria should be friendly flora. 15% is the bad or disease-causing. What is happening due to our diet, due to the antibiotics that we're taking, is that the good flora is being destroyed, and the balance is so out of balance that people are getting very sick, which is not a surprise. I mean, you look all around you, you know everybody's getting sick. The hospitals are overloaded. The doctors can't even take care of all the sick people. And this is, I'm not going to say it's the only reason, but it's a huge reason, because friendly bacteria is our secondary immune system to keep us well. And when these are all being destroyed by antibiotics, by preserved foods, by sugar, by processed, by the chemicals, when the good bacteria is being destroyed, the bad bacteria is eating it up with joy and relish. And that's why they are increasing tremendously, and that is why researchers who care about health and also about profit, obviously, are seeking ways to stop this, and probiotics are one of the main ways you need to take a good probiotic. When I say a good probiotic supplement, I have no doubt that the one that Joyce refers to, because I know about the company, it is a good company, and it took them years, it takes years to be able to manufacture and make sure that these bacteria are alive and that there are enough strains in the product so that when you take it into your body, you're getting enough different strains. Remember I said there are 700 strains. So there's no product that contains all 700. But the good products contain a large billions of bacteria, of live cultures. Sometimes they call it live cultures. Sometimes they'll call it friendly flora. They have, and then some of them will give you the long names of the various types. Acidophilus is probably the most well-known. Most people have seen that. But there are many other types. Well, obviously, there's 700 types. But there's many others that are in the really good products. And there are companies that have made them. They produce them. And I urge you to use them. Another thing that kills bacteria is chlorinated water. So, and most people are drinking chlorinated water unless they're getting, you know, unless they're buying their water, or they're using the right kind of filter. So, yeah, both of these products are extremely important.
folks, if you're taking all this in as I am, this is truly an education for me, then I ask you the question, when are you going to check out the website, healthyandorganic.net, and check out these products? When are you going to be taking the products? If you're assimilating the information and you know it is good for your health, when are you going to be looking into it and going into action about it? With my $64,000 question, which I put in the form of a poem, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when?
That is a $64,000 question. If not now, when? The website again, healthyandorganic.net. Before I go back to Beverly, I just want to say I'll give you an added incentive. We'll give you an added incentive to look into this company, healthyandorganic.net, because you can actually be a part of an extraordinary home business just for buying products that you use anyway and sharing them with friends because you want to make a difference in their life. It'll make a difference in your life, not just with your health, but with your finances. And here is how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
Absolutely. Send me that email and I will give you a free coaching session, free, just for writing to me and referencing this show. In the subject line, just put healthy products. Dash Beverly, I'll know it's the show that she was on, which one. I love to know the show that inspires the people to connect with me. I will answer your email. I will offer you that free coaching session because this is one company. You're not selling any products. You're sharing products that you love anyway. Just like you go to a restaurant, share your favorite restaurant, your favorite movie. They won't pay you. We will. That's how much I love this company, that I wanted to be a part of endorsing it, recommending it, and why not getting paid for it at the same time? It's quite a caveat. Back to you, Beverly, as we start wrapping up. What message do you want to impart?
I want to impart that you need to take this seriously. There are so many disorders that people are suffering from in spite of the fact that they are taking nutritional supplements and wondering, how come I'm taking all of this and I'm still fatigued, or I still have allergies, or I'm still exhausted, or my arthritis is getting worse. All of these various things that people are suffering from, and by digesting your food and increasing, vastly increasing, the amount of good bacteria, friendly flora that you have in your intestines, in your gut, in your stomach, in your colon, and in your bowels, you can find a simple solution. I don't say it's the only solution, but for many people, it is the missing link. So that's what I'd like to leave you with. And I also mention that the reason that breastfed babies, children, throughout their lifetime have less infections and less disorders, and this is a proven fact, is because they are breastfed and the mother's milk actually contains the bacteria that these children need, and it begins feeding them from the very beginning. So, yeah, it's a very important thing, but a lifetime of the foods that most people are eating, the soda that you're drinking, which all destroys your good bacteria, is really taking its toll. People are living longer, but they're living longer with a lot of side effects and a lot of discomfort. So you don't need to do that. The results will speak for themselves.
Wow, we are so blessed to have you on our show every week. Here's to your health Thursday. And Beverly takes it very much to heart. When she does the research, she's always coming from what will make a difference to you. Trust me, when she does research on a topic, she can do 10 shows on any topic. And she spends hours just getting to the heart of the matter to reach you to make a difference in your life. We are ever so grateful, and we can't even thank you enough. I know you have a poem on appreciation, and Lord knows we appreciate you, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you. I specifically chose this poem because I was thinking of how much we should appreciate. When I say we, I'm talking about everyone that listens to this show, learns about the things that will keep you healthier, happier, even wealthier, more successful. A tremendous amount of appreciation that I have for you, and that I really want to bring that out, that we have so much in life besides this show to be appreciative of. Whatever you appreciate grows when you appreciate. The infinite knows what you want the universe to do, what you want it to bring to you. When you appreciate, you open the door to the law of attraction, and you get more of life's magic and wondrous mystery. Through appreciation, old pains become forgotten history. No longer have any power over you, for appreciation gives you a new point of view. You see the universe in all its glory. Your mind creates a beautiful story. Life flows and things easily fall into place. Your good comes to greet you across time and space. Appreciation changes your actuality and turns cherished dreams into reality.
Wow. Wow. Your poems are really extraordinary, extraordinary. I love each and every one. I know how many times I call you and tell you to send me this one, send me that one, and I have a book where I keep them together. Great thing to get inspired. And folks, how can we inspire you to go into action now, to act now, act. Action changes things. Act. Action changes things. As a long-time coach, decades-long coach, what I hear most often from people, love your advice, love what you tell me. I promise you I will get to it someday. I will get to that website, healthyandorganic.net, someday. I'll check Beverly's website out, BeverlyNadler.com, someday. So I wrote this one especially for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? If not right now, when? Once again, that website, healthyandorganic.net. I really want to encourage you to check it out. My official website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And folks, I just want to say we love you. We appreciate our loyal listeners. Do become a follower. Listen to our show every day. Certainly don't miss Here's to Your Health Thursdays. And I want to close with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, Have every day be a miracle for you. Just waking up in the morning, every day, any day, that's a miracle. And we want you to be happy. Voltaire says, I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. So we want you to be happy and go out and make someone else happy today. Do a random act of kindness, pay it forward, and be happy all the time. Do what it takes to focus on positivity. And by all means, sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.